The king levied attacks upon his kingdom both by land and sea. As for his strength and valor, and the wealth and glory of his kingdom, behold, they are written in the book of the Persians and Medes for a memorial. Mordecai was viceroy to King Ahasuerus, and was a great man in the kingdom, honored by the Jews, and lived his life loved by all his nation. Mordecai said, "These things have come from Elohim. For I remember the dream which I had concerning these matters, for not one detail of them has failed." Lesser was the little spring which became a river, and there was light, and the sun, and much water. The river is Esther, whom the king married and made queen. The two serpents are Haman and me. The nations are those which combine to destroy the name of the Jews. But as for my nation, this is Israel, even those who cried to Elohim and were delivered, for Yahuwah delivered his people. Yahuwah rescued us out of all these calamities, and Elohim worked such signs and great wonders as have not been done among the nations. Therefore he ordained two lots, one for the people of Elohim, and one for all the other nations. And these two lots came for an appointed season, and for a day of judgment before Elohim, and for all the nations. Elohim remembered his people and vindicated his inheritance. They shall observe these days in the month Adar, on the 14th and on the 15th day of the month, with an assembly, joy, and gladness before Elohim, throughout the generations forever among his people Israel. In the fourth year of the reign of Ptolemais and Cleopatra, Dositheus, who said he was a priest and Levite, and Ptolemais his son, brought this letter of Purim, which they said was authentic, and that Lysimachus, the son of Ptolemais, who was in Jerusalem, had interpreted.